You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Action Station and the Coalition for Better Broadcasting have joined together with six industry experts to compile a report on the state of broadcast journalism in New Zealand. The report is a response to the rise of digital publishing and a shift in advertising dollars being spent on broadcast media. A team of panellists will travel around New Zealand to talk with industry professionals and the public about media in New Zealand. BFM reporter Katie Doyle spoke to the director of the Coalition for Better Broadcasting, Miles Thomas. She began by asking when Miles first noticed the increase in digital publishing and advertising spending.
Well, I think it's been a gradual process really since Google got into Google Ads, which was in the late noughties, and Facebook. So they've slowly monetized Facebook. I mean, originally Facebook, they didn't really know how they're going to make money out of it, so they said. But most advertising dollars now are going to Facebook and Google, and they're moving away from traditional media, which means that, for example, the Herald and TVNZ, TV3, and those companies are now struggling to find advertising dollars to pay for their services. So, yeah, I'd say late noughties.
So what kind of specifically worries you about the changing media landscape in New Zealand?
Well, in New Zealand, we have a pretty limited media landscape. We have no non-commercial television. We have very little in the way of public service media. And so apart from Radio New Zealand, all the media and all the news media have to rely on advertising to pay their way. And so that means that they have to go down the clickbait path just to get viewers, to get advertisers. And it just means that we're open to fake news, we're open to all sorts of manipulation. And also we're just not, our democracy is not served. You know, we can't get proper information, we can't get real investigations into what's going on behind the scenes, because that sort of stuff isn't snackable media, for want of a better phrase. So it can have really significant effects on New Zealand. And quite apart from that, it's just, what do we want to watch on TV? What do we want to listen to? And what do we want to consume on our computers? If we're happy with a lot of adverts and a lot of cheesy reality TV, then that's fine. But if we're not, then we need to think about how to make things better. And that's what the commission is all about. We're asking people to come along, have their say, and if they're not happy, to tell us why and tell us how to fix it.
So you'll be travelling around the country holding workshops about the state of the media. What will kind of these include?
Well, we've got in each centre we're going to have some experts talking to the panel, and the public are invited to come along, and it's kind of like a warm-up really before the public and the panel, esteemed panel, get stuck into questions, and that will be based on a workshop basis. So it'll be moving around, talking, writing things down, networking, and we're hoping it'll be quite fun actually, and more engaging than just the traditional public meeting with people droning on endlessly. We're trying to get away from that and actually make a difference, get some really good conversations going between the public and the panelists and public and the experts who come along, and try and really get some great solutions, not necessarily obvious ones. You know, we're keen to think outside the box, for want of a better phrase, and really see what we can come up with.
I was reading that this was actually crowdfunded. Where did you get the idea to make
That's
it crowdfunded?
Right. Well, Action Station originally came up with the idea. They've done an incredible job putting it together, and we've been helping them. And they've been doing crowdfunding for the last year since Campbell Live closed down, and there was a huge upswell of support for broadcasting when people realised, hey, what are we losing here? And I think Action Station really realised that it's a really important issue for a lot of people, actually. And they got a huge support from the public, and the public have put their money where their mouth is and really want to see change and want to see this People's Commission come up with some solutions. So yeah, they've raised a bit of money to help just pay for the hall hire and the felt tips and the paper and all that kind of thing.
You plan to present the findings to the government before Budget Day. What do you hope to achieve from this?
We're really hoping that whatever recommendations our panel come up with are adopted by government. I think the government surely realises that this is an issue that's very important to a lot of people. I mean, the majority of New Zealanders are affected by what's on TV and what's on radio and what's online. And surely the government will hopefully realise that this is important enough. And hopefully the panel, they'll realise that the panel is coming at it from a non-political perspective. We've got a range of people on the panel, and it's not about politics, it's about media and broadcasting. And so we're trying to step outside that. It's always been a bit politicised, and we're trying to step outside that and just appeal to government and to other policymakers on both sides of the House and also in bureaucracy. We're trying to get them to see that this is very important to the public and something needs to be done.
Cool, thank you. And my last question is, some believe that kind of hard news is a thing of the past because it's quite expensive to produce and people just aren't really willing to pay, with the internet and getting things for free. What would you say to this?
Well, hard news, they may be right that in New Zealand there isn't enough people around to pay for it. Certainly that's the case at the moment, but no one's really tried yet to get anyone to pay for it. But on the other hand, you do a bit of market research and you find there's a lot of people out there who are willing to put in 20, 30, 40 bucks to make sure that politicians are held to account and business people and other leaders are held to account, which is what you actually get from hard news. It's the sort of thing that benefits everybody, not just the people who are listening to it. So I think, it's a bit of a thorny question whether there's actually enough people out there to pay for it. I think there is. I don't really think that, also the other thing that's very interesting is that public service broadcasting, public media in New Zealand is actually more popular than the commercial stuff. For example, Radio New Zealand is regularly, Radio New Zealand National is regularly the most listened to station in the country. TVNZ7, when it was going, they did a lot of research that showed that now, the vast majority, up in the late 80%, 90% of people thought it was important. Same with New Zealand On Air. They're regularly doing research asking, do people think public media is important? And the vast majority resoundingly say, yes, it is important. Whether they watch it or not, it's actually irrelevant because they know it's there. They can watch it if they want it. But also they know that it's doing its job, which is holding people to account, holding leaders to account. And that's what we're so in danger of losing.
The Wire. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.